Welcome to Silly History. I'm Matt Bakarski. I love funny stories, especially when they come from real life. I've compiled a long list of true tales that made me laugh, and now I want to share them with you. There's a lot of crazy stuff historical figures did or said, and yet we've never heard about them. History class would have been a lot more interesting with some of these sprinkled in here and there. Hopefully there's at least a couple of yarns you haven't heard before. Let's hear one now. Vimty Shippers watched audience members pour into the theater. After 15 years of trying to get his play on stage, including a failed attempt on Broadway, the show was finally on in Amsterdam. Every last ticket had been sold. You could cut the level of anticipation with a knife. The moment of truth was at hand. Would the play be a huge success or an utter failure? Rehearsals were conducted for almost 9 months. The cast was ready to perform as they would ever be. Wim was already infamous for his avant-garde and absurdist style throughout Dutch radio, television, theater, voice work, and the visual arts. He first gained notoriety for the television shows he wrote and directed, which featured lowbrow humor and other vulgarities previously forbidden on Dutch television. In 2011, his art exhibit, Peanut Butter Floor, opened to the public, and the title describes exactly what people experienced. Over 2,000 jars of peanut butter were emptied to create the installation, and there were no barriers between it and the audience. Imagine missing the sign and walking into the room. He also managed to land the voice roles of Ernie, Count von Count, Kermit the Frog, and Guy Smiley in the Dutch co-production of Sesame Street. Along with the voice actor for Bert, the pair recorded quite a few song albums as their puppet counterparts. Finally, Wim's play commenced. The first actor walked onto the stage to give a short introduction. Facing the audience, he woofed like a dog. Then, the first of four acts began, with the actors walking onto the stage and performing the 1 hour and 15-minute story of a young woman who introduces her boyfriend to her disapproving parents. It was described as a Byzantine love story set in a rambling country manner. Original, right? Well, instead of actually acting out the roles, the performers did mostly whatever they felt like around the sets. Peeing, pooping, eating treats, sniffing each other's butts, and occasionally squabbling. Because, unlike the human actor who introduced the play with his interpretation of barking, the rest of the actors were real-life dogs. The 1986 all-dog stage play, aptly titled Going to the Dogs, featured six German shepherds. Wim's message was simple. On stage, people pretend while dogs remain true to their nature. Therefore, when you watch such normal behavior, you experience a more truthful view of life and how we behave as humans. Wim also thought it would be funny to see people actually pay to see dogs do everyday dog stuff. Both Wim and producer Arjen Sturman chose German Shepherds because they wanted to use a breed that would add normalcy to the play. No costumes or yapping little wannabe dogs that would add a less than serious tone to the production. For 5 months, the dogs were given acting lessons by the Amsterdam Police Dog Brigade, during which time one of the females was replaced after having puppies, and no one ever found out which male was the father. There was intermittent music and sound effects, as well as some visual effects, including the dog news and a documentary played on the living room television. The canine actors were given some assistance with hitting their marks, using hidden pieces of meat and treats. And the audience's program notes helped them follow the storyline. Overall, the audience's reaction was lively. Some audience members, including the theater manager, reportedly walked out in embarrassment before the play's end. Critics weren't amused either. One commented, "The canine cast seemed not to remember their parts, despite their rather simple text." Members of the Dutch parliament even questioned how such an absurd production was ever given a subsidy to produce the show. Additionally, a local animal rights group, The Underdog, protested the spectacle, accusing it of animal exploitation and abuse. That being said, the production was only given 3 performances. It was extensively covered by the news, both before and after the showings, and a behind-the-scenes television documentary was released later that year. It is still a widely discussed topic in Dutch theater history. Thanks for listening. If you liked this episode, please subscribe, give it a 5-star rating, and share with not one but two of your friends. If I haven't told your favorite silly story from history, send me an email at nightowlbroadcasting@gmail.com. Subject: Silly History Story. This show is a Night Owl production.